Blog Talk Radio.
Something about the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in that name. There's victory in the name of Jesus. All you need to do is just call on His name.
In your time of trouble, just reach out and say the name. The sweet name. Jesus, say the name of Jesus, say the name of Jesus, say the name, so precious, no other name I know, say the name.
Jesus,
say the name.
Say the name.
Say the name.
So precious.
your change. Shout for your change.
Hello, everybody. It's Friday night, which means it's Faith on the Line with Prophet Pain. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join us on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The first song, I Say the Name, by Martha McNeese. The second song, I Feel a Change, by Judy Jacobs. Now, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you need to know you still have time to call in for prayer. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, if you need prayer, don't be shy. If you hear the sound of my voice, call in. You still have time. The number is 347-426-3782. And as I said, this is Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace. I am your humble host for tonight. Prophetess Pace is sitting in for my girl tonight. Before I get started, I'm going to say it one more time. Call in for prayer. Don't be shy. With that being said, I'm going to pray what's in my spirit, and then I'll come back and open the phone lines. Thank you, everybody that's on the phone lines. I see you. God bless you. Thank you, everybody that's online joining tonight. We truly appreciate it.
Tonight, on Faith on the Line, I would like to use as a foundation, 2 Kings. Chapter 5, verse 9 through 11 from the NIV. This is when Naaman showed up at Elisha's house to be healed. So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him. Go and wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed. But Naaman went away angry and said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. Tonight's prayer focus is when God doesn't do it the way you thought. When God doesn't do it the way you thought. You see, in tonight's foundational text, Naaman thought his healing should come about a certain way, but God had another plan. And for those of you that think what you're waiting on God for, it should come a certain way, I pray for you tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I lift those ones up to you, Lord God, that has so many dreams, God, so many ideas, Lord God. I lift that one up to you that has something that needs to be healed in their body, healed in their lives, Lord God. Somebody needs to be delivered, Lord God. I lift them up to you tonight, Lord God. I ask that you show them, Lord God, that even when they can't trace you, even when they have no idea what you're doing, show them that they can still trust you, that you have a plan, God. You said that your thoughts for us are good, and that your plans for us are good, that you're not going to abandon us, but that you're going to give us a future, Lord God. And even though they can't see where they're going from here, they don't know how they're going to make it from day to day, God. Show them, Lord God, that you have a plan, that you're going to deliver the situation, God, that you're going to heal their body, Lord God, that you're going to make the dream, Lord God, that you put in them. God, you're going to help them to succeed, Lord God, but they must trust, Lord God, even when it doesn't work out the way that they thought, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're changing somebody's mind on tonight, Lord God. Change their mind to the point, Lord God, that they will believe you, God, even when they can't see you, God, when they can't see what you're doing, God, because you said in your word, the blessed are those who have not seen, God. Help us to stop depending on what we can see, Lord God. Help us to stop depending on what we feel, Lord God, and really begin to trust you, Lord God. Trust that what you say will come to pass, Lord God, that you are a God of your word, God. We thank you, Lord God, for being faithful, Lord God. Even when we sit in confusion, Lord God, you're still faithful, Lord God. Even when we doubt, Lord God, you're still faithful, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for keeping us, God, through this thing and that thing, Lord God. You kept us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that even when we got angry, like Naaman, Lord God, maybe we didn't want to admit it, but we were angry with you, God. You still kept us, Lord God. You still forgave us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and I speak to that one that's like naming, that's in need of some serious healing, Lord God. I speak to them, Lord God, and I pray that they will get a zeal in their spirit, Lord God, to get up and do whatever it is that you told them to do. You told Naaman to dip 7 times in the joint. Lord God, whatever it is that you told this person to do, Lord God, give them the zeal and the will to want to do it. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, somebody, your healing is dependent on your obedience. Hear me tonight, your healing is dependent on your obedience. Do what he's told you to do. Do what he's told you to do. Naaman was angry, but Naaman got past his anger, and he went on and did what he had to do, and he got healed. And somebody, your healing is dependent on your obedience. Don't let this moment pass you by because you're looking for it to come a certain way. Whatever you've been told to do, do it. Trust when you can't see. Believe when you don't know. Just go with it. Just go with it, or as Nike used to say, just do it. Somebody just do it in the name of Jesus. And we give you honor tonight, Lord God. We give you praise tonight, Lord God, for working out the things that God, that we don't know how we're going to get out of it, God. We thank you, Lord God, that if we just obey, things will look better in the morning. Somebody, if you just obey, things will clear up. Things will change. Things will look better. But you have to trust God. Trust that he knows what he's doing and the thing he told you to do, even though it may seem off to you. It may not seem right to you. It may seem disgusting to you, like the water seemed disgusting to Naaman. It was dirty, but he still did it. Sometimes you got to get down in the dirt and do what God told you to do. Forget about being cute. Forget about being clean. Forget about it should have went this way and that way, and do what you're told. Help us tonight, Lord God. Cover us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, for giving us, Lord God, another opportunity. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us to work on our obedience, Lord God. Help us to study and to grow in the area of obedience, God, that we may do everything that we're told, even if we're not sure it's you, Lord God. We think that it's you because we don't want to miss out on our healing. We don't want to miss out on our deliverance. We don't want to miss out on our blessing. We don't want to miss out on our dreams. Every one of our dreams coming to pass. Therefore, help us, God. Help us to be better than we were on yesterday, God. And we're asking that you forgive us, Lord God, for all those times that we already missed it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that starting tomorrow, we will not miss. We will not miss what we will do. Every little thing, even if we're not sure, we'll do it anyway, believing that you're going to bless. You're going to do it. And we give you honor and praise on tonight for moving, for doing what only you can. Somebody needed that. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Whoever that was for, I pray that you receive it on tonight. If there's anybody on the phone lines desiring prayer, please press 1 on your phone at this time, and I would be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you for taking the time to join us on tonight. Phone, and I would be glad to pray with you. While you're deciding if you need prayer or not, or if you're going to match 1 or not, let me just give you some little details that you need to know. This Monday night, be sure to join me on Prolific Fire when the message will be when your head is in a hard place. When your head is in a hard place, be sure to join me then for this word, because the way the word is going now, the way the Lord is leading me, I'm sure it's going to be something for everybody. So if you're struggling right now, if you're worried, if you're stressed, if your head is in a hard place, you need to hear this word. It's Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, which was 347-426-3782, 347-426-3782, or go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. At this time, I see that there are no prayer requests, but if you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, I am available by calling 865-408-8690. Again, it's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. With all of that being said, thank you for joining everybody. On behalf of Prophet Spade and myself, we appreciate it. God bless each of you. Good night.